In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, USMEF economist Aaron Bohr explains the terms of the just-announced trade agreement between Japan and the European Union. She notes that the biggest advantage for European pork in the near term will be in the processed meats category.
The agreement mirrors what was negotiated in TPP for pork. Europe is going to gain duty-free access to Japan's processed pork market. There is a 20% tariff on ground-seasoned pork that goes into Japan's sausage manufacturing and various kind of canned ham-type items. That 20% duty will be eliminated over 5 years. This is a very important segment for U.S. exports. Our exports of ground-seasoned pork were worth more than $250 million last year. Canned hams, that was valued at $80 million last year. Japan will also eliminate their complicated gate price system plus 8.5% tariff on ham and bacon. That will be phased out over essentially 12 years for Europe. Ham and bacon trade today is limited to a few thousand tons, and so it will take some time, but Europe will have the jump start on this market that's been quite protected and limited.
The EU is not a large player in the Japanese beef market, but could gain a leg up on variety meat items such as tongues and skirts.
For chilled and frozen beef, that tariff of 38.5% drops to 27.5% initially, and then it's a slow phase down to 9% over 15 years, which is actually better than what Australia has in their bilateral. And on variety meats, which is where Europe is really making a splash at the moment, so those high-value items like tongues, tariffs are also reduced dramatically from the get-go. So 12.8% tariff will drop to 6.4% and then phase to zero by year 11 for tongues and for skirts by year 13.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.